So our next guest on this particular busy Wednesday, Phil Rowe here with you until 1 o'clock, is Paul Fox, who's stepped away from his keyboards and his trial balances and his profits and losses. And I know all about these things. I've been running a business and still do sometimes. He's joining us on the radio today. He's from Price Bailey, the accountants, which actually I think is national, it's true to say, isn't it, Paul?
Local, but we certainly act nationally, absolutely, and internationally indeed.
So, clients in the Orkneys everywhere. Or in the oil fields or abroad or wherever. But you left your computations behind for a little while to come in to see us. Fantastic. Thank you very much for being here. So Action Medical Research is Cambridge 105 Radio's charity for this month. Action Medical Research, well, they're looking for a specific amount of money. £12,000 at the moment to support them to do some extra work. Now, this is looking at premature birth for babies.
Yes, indeed. I mean, as you'll know from it being your charity of the month, it is hugely deserving. They've got lots and lots of causes that need funding. That's how they work. They raise money to fund the research into these things. And premature birth is what we're helping them out with at the moment. Their Saving Tiny Lives campaign, looking at the causes of premature birth. Some 61,000 babies a year born prematurely. Obviously, not all survive, sadly, but those that do often have lifelong illness, lifelong disability. So anything we can do to help them, and as you'll know, anything your listeners can do to help would be fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Going to give out the details of the actual website a bit later on, because they always have vital funding there available with a donate button. The major one there, you can see Paddington Bear in the top right-hand corner, because it is all about children as Action Medical Research for Children. There will be other interviews across Cambridge 105 Radio. We've already done them this month, but stay tuned to Cambridge 105 Radio as we go more into detail of Action Medical Research and talk to some of the team. Actually, on the charity, you'll be coming into the studios as well. Paul, who in your little world of accountancy, big world of accountancy, I was just say little, it's very big, of course, and I'm sure you're dealing with major money, decided on this charity? Is it something every 2 years you think, well, okay, it's a community effort, we need to do something, we need to get out, we need to get fit, get into activities?
Yeah, I mean, there's an element of that. We've always done a lot of fundraising for charities, you know, jumping out of planes and running marathons and all that sort
crazy
of thing.
Crazy people.
I've never done either of those. we wanted a more targeted effort, I suppose, something to make a bigger impact. So we welcome charities to approach us if they want to be our charity of the year or charity of the 2 years. Equally, other staff put forward nominations. And there's a panel of us really that whittle it down. We ask the charities to come in and talk to us a bit about what they do, and from that we choose one. And that's it's exceptionally difficult, as I'm sure you can imagine.
But find a little breakout room somewhere in after your core hours.
That's it. Yeah.
Right. Stay behind. Who's going to buy the takeout food and bring it in? And you whittle down these charities, and you came up with this one, which is fantastic. So 2 years commitment from all of you. What would you like to think you'd like to raise over the? It's probably this is a real long short question, but you are an accountant, so you might be able to do some projections. How much do you reckon you would, well, how much it would like to realistically raise for the charity over the 2 years?
Well, I think, yeah, you put me on the spot there. Whatever number I give now, I'm going to have to live up to it. But, I mean, this is our third time partnering with a charity for 2 years, and we'd like to beat the best, and the best at the moment is about 120,000 over 2 years.
Wow.
So we'd love to beat that 130,000, let's say. Fingers crossed. We've raised about 10,000-12,000 I think already since April is when the partnership started, and the big activities that you mentioned haven't really got off the ground yet. So yeah, big plans.
So what have you done to raise the 10,000 so far then, Paul?
We did do a bike ride. I mean, there's another one coming up, but we have done a bike ride from our Bishop Stortford office through to Paris, which raised quite a lot of money. We've had we have dress down days, cake sales, those sorts of things. Someone has done some trekking in Yorkshire for us. We joined the Action Medical Research Cream Tea Day, which is an excellent initiative. I enjoyed that one very much, but that helps to
that's probably more me as well, and not active enough, just sort of eating things.
Yeah. So there's lots and lots planned as well. Next year there's another big ride, but I'm hoping to encourage as many people as possible to jump on bikes and cycle from London to Paris, joining the Action Medical Research ride in July. And really, I'm trying to find people who don't really cycle, who haven't done much of it before, who are fairly new to it, to sort of challenge them over the next 12 months to to be able to achieve that. We've got a ball coming up in February, charity ball, which always is great for raising money and raising awareness. And as you mentioned, there is the plan for a big trek. That would sort of end the partnership early 2020. Fairly early days on that yet, but yeah, plans are afoot.
International one, so what would you think of South America or maybe Africa, one of the big continents?
Yes, absolutely. We've done it before for other partnerships. We've walked volcanoes. In Guatemala, I believe. We've walked up Kilimanjaro. So, yes, something like that, hopefully.
I mean, who needs team building days as Price Bailey as a group of chartered accountants? You can just have a big sort of team building fortnights because you're going to be living very closely. But obviously, you know each other as colleagues anyway. So, you know each other's personalities very well. And you know if you're going to be able to rough it. Yeah, if it's tumbling down with rain, this I'm sure won't happen. But you're going through some rocky quagmire somewhere, or quagmire with rocks, and you have to climb the mountain. But there is that big push, and there is the thought, of course, always that you are raising money for a good cause and a good charity. Now, are you looking to raise money for specific areas for Action Medical Research? And I know there is, for instance, at the moment, £12,000 that's wanting to be met to do a particular target area of research.
Yeah, Action Medical Research have identified an area that they want to invest in, an area of research that they want to invest in related to the Saving Tiny Lives campaign for premature birth. And that's what they're looking to raise money for at the moment, for the £12,000. It's to fund that research to help in their fight against premature birth and the illnesses and disabilities that come along with that. And their Saving Tiny Lives campaign, I mean, Action Medical Research do a whole host of things. You know, they gave us the polio vaccine. They gave us ultrasound scanning in pregnancy. But it's that premature birth, which is only an element of what they do. That's what we're really supporting. And as you say, they currently have some research waiting to be done. Some very clever people in white coats, I'm sure, waiting to get going on that research, and they need the funding to start that. And it's £12,000 is what they're looking for at the moment, and hopefully we'll be able to contribute to that and get them on their way.
It's a UK-based charity, many centres, though, with the research in the eastern counties, it's Cambridge and Norwich. You can see a map as well. They're funding over 65 projects at leading hospitals, including Addenbrookes here in Cambridge, the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital as well in Norwich, University Teaching Hospitals, specialist centres across the UK. They are quite significant, and they've been making some very strident moves. They're funding a wide range of research which covers many different conditions affecting pregnancy, babies, children and young people. You can find out more on their website, which is action.org.uk, and if you search around, particularly on their site for our research, but hit the homepage and go from there. And you can, as I mentioned earlier on, find a donate button. If you feel it's a very good cause, I'm sure, then you can put some money into the charity that way by going online. Paul, the other thing is, of course, there might be a few rusty bikes out there, and there's certainly some very, shall we say, some legs that need stretching to get some good pedalling and cycling legs together. I'm just trying to think how far it would be. If you're going to go, if your Bishop Stortford office started out to Paris, of course, you've got to add on the bit from Cambridge to Paris, probably another, 35 miles or something on top of that. I mean, you have to plan something like this. Quite a lot of logistics. So you're not going to try to do this in less than, say, six... I'm trying to think, would it take a week? Four days.
It's probably a bit closer than you think, but it's still no mean feat. It's from London, it's about 300 miles. From Cambridge, I'm just guessing about 360 miles or so, nearer thereabouts. But yeah, 4 days. Sorry, 4 days is the plan.
And how many of you will try to attempt something like this?
I've got 35 people registered interest with it. So
from within your office,
from within the firm, absolutely.
So you're not roping sort of significant others or
A few people are bringing their other half. So 35 people in total at the moment, but mostly it's staff members. So fantastic. And if they're all still here and willing to do it this time next year, then all the better.
Well done to everybody at Price Bailey for doing this. And it's 2 years' worth, so you're thinking that you'll probably do this for this year and for next year to do the same thing?
Well, the bike ride is next year. The bike ride will be next summer. And then in 2020, before the partnership ends, it will be the trek. So, yeah, big plans.
Fantastic what you guys are doing. Thank you very much, Paul, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
A little while this morning. Paul Fox. One of the chartered accountants from the accountancy Price Bailey with their Cambridge office here. 35 of them are going to have a go next year at the cycling, and maybe they're just still over the 2 year period of commitment to the charity Action Medical Research. They'll have a go at a big international trek. I hope we get some good news from you, Paul, that fact you do decide to do that? Because I can just imagine there's one thing, cycling all the way to Paris and presumably getting the Eurostar back, yes. Not trying to attempt it the other way, but to put something together like a big trek with all the camping, maybe the support people, you know, the pack people, they call them Sherpas, but yeah, for want of a better name, all the support people around you who know the territory and domain that you go on and all the training you need for any eventuality, which you probably have to introduce as well before you ever think of even renewing your passport.
Quite, yeah.
That's one thing to check, that you've got the right up-to-date
yeah.
passport.
Paul, yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much for coming
thank
to see us today at Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you.